This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. At the end of the 19th century, Jack the Ripper wreaked havoc in London. The killer targeted women of the night, but no one was ever prosecuted for the particularly gruesome crimes. A similar set of killings happened right here in Texas, in the Texas capital city, actually, a few years earlier. Again, an unknown killer targeted women, in this case, maids. In both cases, in Austin and in London, the slayings stopped as abruptly as they began. What we were left with were rumors and hearsay that became something close to legends. Legends many believe may have been connected by a single killer. A Central Texas author has taken a stab, so to speak, at putting an end to the debate over the identity of this killer. Ernie Lee is a poet and writer from Canyon Lake. He joins us now to talk about his book titled Him. Ernie, thanks for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Give me more details as to why people think Jack the Ripper and the Servant Girl Annihilator were the same person.
There are a lot of similarities between the killings, but then a lot of disparity as well. It seems to have changed his M.O. Once he got to London. One of the reasons they think it might be the same person is the testimony in police report of a seaman named Dodge, who claimed that he had overheard one of his fellow shipmates, a man named Maurice, threatened to kill all of the prostitutes in England.
Wow.
Previous to that, he had been working here in Austin. He worked at the Pearl Street Hotel on 6th Street.
So this cook named Maurice, a suspect, both in London and in Austin. So that's why you chose to focus on him as this character in your book.
Yes, Skip Hollingsworth did a tremendous amount of work in Texas Monthly, and I followed the story, was very intrigued by it. And as soon as I read Skip's work, I kind of focused in on this Malaysian cook. He sort of intrigued me. And how did he get here? Why did he come? What did he do while he was here? Where did he go after he left? Now, most of Skip Hollingsworth's writings have been factual. Mm-hmm. His recent book called The Midnight Assassin is a historical look at that event, whereas mine is pure fiction.
Mm-hmm. So why? Tell me a little bit more about why you decided to avoid the facts in this case and just go let your imagination run wild with the story.
Well, I didn't avoid the facts. In fact, I did a tremendous amount of research.
That's true.
And I just kind of had a feeling that this Maurice, this Malaysian cook, was somehow connected. But I didn't have any way to tie him to the murders any more than the police of that time did until I began my research and I discovered some things that seemed to point directly toward Maurice as the culprit.
Well, talk to me about that, because one of the things you discovered is sitting right next to you. What is that? Perhaps a weapon that he may have used?
If he was a sailor, he would have had access to what's known as a marlin spike. Mm. It's about 14 inches long, weighs about a pound. It tapers down to a very narrow point, and it has a head on it like a nail and a hole in the upper head like a needle. What sailors use these for is working on sails, knots. One of the curious things about the murders in Austin is that the victims had been pierced through the head with a sharp object. Speculation was that it was an ice pick or a nail or a spike or some sort. And so I said, okay, now we know, or I know, I believe, what he used to do that. And then the question, of course, is why would he do that to victims after he's already practically killed them? Why would he take the time to pierce their head with a marlin spike?
Did you come up with a motive for this, Maurice?
I did. And once I did, I became even more convinced that the Malaysian cook was the appropriate suspect. In Southeast Asian legends, they have one particular character called a Pontianak. And a Pontianak is their version of a vampire. Now, if you were killing European vampires, you would do it with a stake through the heart.
Right.
The way you kill a Pontianak is with a stake through the head.
Why do you think that stories like Jack the Ripper and the Servant Girl Annihilator have stayed with us for so long?
Primarily because they're unsolved and it's the great unknown. And because so many questions are unanswered, we're left free to make our own conclusions.
Ernie Lee is a poet and writer from Canyon Lake. His new book is titled Him. It's a fictional take on Jack the Ripper and Austin's Servant Girl Annihilator. Ernie, thanks again for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Thank you.